much.
Okay. No, I didn't really expect you to. Okay. I generally try to avoid talking about topics that are on the list of Rabbi Sachs's favorite topics. So today we're going to not present the same arm of Komos, but it is a topic we'll go in a little bit of a different direction of, and that is whether Bnei Noach are mitzvah on mitzvah sichlios, on rational commandments above and beyond the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Adaf Menvav Amud Beis, let's get the screen up here. So on Nudvav Amud Aleph on the bottom, the Gemara tells us the classic Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And then the Gemara presents other shitos of Tanaim that add on other mitzvahs to this list. Siros and Kishos and Nichosh, Chover, Oviyudoni. It's interesting to see how that jives with the list of 30 mitzvahs Bnei Noach the Gemara has in Chul and Sadi Beis. The Gemara has addressed it that there are 30 mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It doesn't tell you what they are. And almost no one tells you what they are. The only person they found that gives you a list of the 30 is a Ramami Panu. So most of these do appear on the Ramami, all of them actually appear on the Ramami Panu's list of the 30 mitzvahs Bnei Noach, be that as it may. And then the Gemara has a machlokas amarayim about the historiosity of the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Everyone agrees that Adam Rishon was commanded about Avodah Zarah. And everyone agrees that Noach is the first to be commanded about Eivor Menachai. Machlokas amarayim, what about the other five? Did Adam get six and Noach received one, or did Adam get one and Noach got six? That's the machlokas amarayim here. With that hakdama, there is a line in the hakdama of Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon to Shas, which is printed in the beginning of Maseches Brachos in the standard printing of the Vilna Shas. The line is, Kikola mitzvah shehein tuluyim bisvara umdana deliba. Any mitzvah that's dependent on svara and umdana, kvar hakol mischayavin behen min ayam asher bara elokim adam al haaretz, typo there, alavi alzar achrav ledore dorim. That everybody was commanded, all of humanity was commanded in mitzvahs that are tuluy bisvara uba umdana deliba, from the beginning of creation. And this is quoted in a piece printed in the Sefer Torah Avram, this collection of the Shmuzim of Rabbi Avram Grudzinski, who was a Mashgiach in Slobodka, who was killed in the Kovno ghetto at the very end. And this is published posthumously by one of his sons. So in an essay entitled Torah HaSeichel HaEnoshi, he poses the following question, that with this Hakdama, that the Machlokas is to whether Adam Rishon got six or Noah got six, but either way, that was the extent of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach that we are aware of. And he says, the din is that Ein Onshin Ela Im Kein Masirin, that you can't have an Onish unless you have a Azara. Which incidentally, the Rama, Margolis Yam points this out there in the Gemara here and Nivav that we just quoted. The Rama says that that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the list of seven and the expansive list. That if you say Ein Onshin Elin Kei Masirin, so the only Azharas that we have are for the actual minimalist Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So Bnei Noach also are Bechlal Ein Onshin Elin Kei Masirin. There are no Azharas for Bnei Noach, for Kishuv and Nichush and the other expansive list. And that's why, according to the first opinion of the Gemara, Shem is Bnei Noach limited to the seven. If you assume that Ein Onshin Ela Masirin is only for Klal Yisrael, not for Umas Ta'olam, not for Bnei Noach, so then you have license to have a more expanded list. But the presumption in the Torah Savram here, when he poses the question, is that everyone is affected by Ein Onshin Ela Im Kein Masirin, and it applies to Bnei Noach as well. He says that's Toloi Bisvara, the fact that the Gemara and Daf Nun Zayin tries to evidence what are the Asharos for Shem Mitzvot Bnei Noach in order to establish the Onesh. So that's the case. then how do we have onshim at all, kodem matan Torah, if there was no azhara, kodem matan Torah? So how do you have an onesh for the Dor HaMabul? Dor HaMabul, the two different themes that you have in Chazal as to why Dor HaMabul were public, was punished, is either because of Hamas or because of Hashchas HaZera. So if it's because of Hamas, which is Gazel, and you assume, like the Dea, that only other regions only Nustava on Avodah Zarah and not on the other Shav Mitzvahs Menei Noach. So there's no Tzivui of Gezel yet, Kodem HaMabul, and yet they were punished for Gezel. And as far as Hashkas HaZarah, he assumes, this is the Pashas in the Gemara, even though there's a discussion as to whether not everyone may agree, but the Pashas in Gemara is that there's no mitzvah of Puruvu for Bnei Noach, even though the Pasuk says Puruvu in Parshas Bereishis, but there's no subsequent Shino the Achar Matan Torah. So the Pashas in Gemara in Sanhedrin is that there's no Puruvu for Bnei Noach. Nitziv Shiltas has a different opinion, but that's the Pashas. And many assume that the Yisra of Hashchas HaZarah is tied to the mitzvah Puruvu. So if there's no Puruvu for Bnei Noach, there should be no Hashchas HaZarah for Bnei Noach. So how were the how was the Dor HaMabul punished for Hashchas Zera? And by the same token, he's bothered, how is it that Ammon and Moav were punished for Alasher Lokim with Samalachim and Mayim in the sense that there's an Isser Kahal for Ammon and Moav? Says, even if it was the case that the tying against Ammon and Moav was that Klaifa were dying, and they didn't bring them bread and water, Malkam Pikuach Nefesh, so Bnei Noach Har Mitzuvin Pikuach Nefesh. But he says that's not the case, because Klal Yisrael still had ample sustenance. Al Shelokim Eschem Lechem Mayim was that they didn't come out to be Mechabe Klal Yisrael, but not that they were dying of thirst and hunger. And even for that, they were punished in a sense on a Ruchnius level of an Isser level of a Kal. Same thing with the stone. So if stone was punished for Achnas Asorchim, but where does Achnas Asorchim fit into this? Where is the Tzivoy and where is the Onesh? So when Rabbi Sachs talks about this, and I assume there's probably at least a 50-50 chance that it'll be a drasha in one of the coming weeks. So he talks about it, and he talks about the Machlokes Yishonim, whether there's Mitzvah Tzedakah for Bnei Noach, and he talks about the suggestion that this is a Rasa Natara issue with the Rebbe Chanan, and the Rav Ash is into that idea. Fine. But the piece here in the Torah Sarram, so he quotes this Rabbeinu Nisim, that when it comes to mitzvah sichlios are embedded in the nature of the world from Bias Olam, and everyone is mitzuva in mitzvah sichlios. He says that's what's going on over here, that when it comes to mitzvah sichlios, you don't need an additional azhara in order to incur an onesh. That's the nature of Mitzvah Sichlios, that everybody should be able to figure out on their own certain things that are rational, and they're muzharin v'omdin. There's an implicit azhara that this is a way you have to conduct yourself, and if you fail to do that, that is potentially subject to an onesh. In the Sefer Told of Noach, which we've quoted here in the past, a nice compendium on Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, he quotes a few Lashonos and Rishonim that have slightly different takes on this general orientation, but all kind of fall within the same ballpark to some extent, that there is a level of the chi of Mitzvah Sichlios and perhaps Onesh Mitzvah Sichlios for Bnei Noach. So there's the Ramban. The Ramban is a little non-specific, but the Ramban in Ar Sedra, Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel Chamas, Hu HaGezel V'Oshek, it's a mitzvah muskalis. There's no need for anyone to warn them about it. It's self-understood. Okay. So it's not 100% clear within the Ramban whether he would say this about any mitzvah sichlis, or this happens to be a mitzvah sichlis that's also included in the Shavu mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But the Ramban does have that line. You figure out how broadly to take it. That is a mitzvah sichlis where there's no need for a navi to be masir. But more interestingly, is a chizkuni, pas perek zayin pasuk kaf aleph, v'chol hadam, v'imtomar eif nan shidur mabol me'acher shelo nistav ala mitzvahs. So there's no tzivui. What were they punished for? How were they punished? V'yesh lomar, yesh kama mitzvahs shechayavim b'nei adam l'shamra mikavach svaris hadas. So even absent the tzivoy, there are certain mitzvahs that a person, that humanity needs to keep because of svaras hadas. And that's why the Dormav were punished, just like Kain was punished for shvichas damim. Even though there's no tzivoy. Or maybe they were mitzvah van gezel. So the first answer sounds like he's going with the opinion that Adam was only mitzuva on avodah zarah, and there wasn't a tzivui of shvichas damim yet. There wasn't a tzivui of gezel yet. And the only reason that Cain was liable wasn't because of a violation of one of the mitzvahs that he was mitzuva in, but because there's a mitzvah sichlis that he should have known about anyway. And same thing for gezel of dor mabel, they weren't mitzuva in it, but they should have known about it anyway. And that's enough to make them liable. Then he says, the Inami, the Shamel Gezel Asman and Tzavu, no, that Taka, they did have a tzivu about Gezel, and they were killed for Gezel. But the first answer that was going to be for the Inami is interesting, or at least noteworthy in our context, that he assumes there was no tzivu yet, and even absent the tzivu, this is Bechlal, the Mitzvah Sichlis, that would incur a Chiv. Rashbam, in Parshas Toldos, So the Rashbam enumerates Mishmarti is Mila, Mitzvah Sai is also reference to Mila, Chukosai v'Sarasai, Lefi Iker Pshuto, Kala Mitzvah Sani Karas, Kigon Gazel Varai is Luchimud V'dinam V'chnasas Orchim. Kulana Yunogim Kodamat and Torah, Elishin Ischashu V'nisparshu L'Yisrael, V'kartsu Bris L'kaima. It's interesting that he mixes together here in the list of Chukasai v'Sarasai, both mitzvahs that are in the list of the Zayin mitzvahs and mitzvahs that are not on the list. Right? Gezel is, Arayas is, Chimud in a strict sense, it depends what he means by that, if it could or could, it may or may not be. Dinan, yes, but Hachnasas Orachim, clearly not. But he says these were all Noagin Kodem Matan Torah. So it's unclear exactly what the scope of the Noagin Kodem Matan Torah is. But we're not aware of an active tzivoy. So these were Noagin Matan Torah, Kodem Matan Torah, and then Nispar Shel Yisrael. Interesting also, where's the Nispar Shel Yisrael on Hachnasas Orchim? Right? Hachnasas Orchim is in the Mahu Af Ata list. Which may be, but it's not, definitely number for a Shabbos. Okay, but at the very least, there's a mix here of Sheva Mitzvahs and not Sheva Mitzvahs, which were no Hague, whatever he means by that, on some level, Kodem Matan Torah. The Radak in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tezayin. He quotes the second line here, he quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, and this Achrayim Eser Kedoshan. Remember, Lo Saki Aris Eschem, B'tam Achem Osa, Hashir Ka Sagra Yishir Lefnechem, Ki Afilu Lo Tzivisim, Velo His Hartim, Ala Toivos, Kamosha Lo Tzivisim, Velo His Harti Hagoyim, Even had I not commanded Bnei Yisrael about Arayos, just as I didn't command the nations of Canaan, who were inhabiting the land beforehand, the land couldn't bear these toivos, the kiosam, and that's why it expelled the previous inhabitants. Ki afa pi shagayim lo nistavu, hare nasan behem hakel seichel ubina. Even though there's no tzivoy, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them seichel ubina. Umiderech haseichel yesh li shamer mikol hatoivos. Umilavod Elohim acherim eitz v'avet. So even absent the tzivoy, it's interesting what he means absent the tzivoy. This is b'chlal shav mitzvos, and we're way after Noah over here and talking about the nations of Canaan. But he references that there wasn't an explicit tzivoy. So it sounds like he means even though there were shav mitzvos b'nei Noah, which in very general terms were bestowed upon humanity, but there was no more explicit tzivoy to the nations of Canaan. And nevertheless, it's intuitive enough, or wasn't intuitive enough, that they should figure out on their own to avoid Avodah Zarah and avoid Arayos. And failure to do so is enough to incur the punishment of being expelled from the land. The Margoliyos Hayam quotes a Gemara there in Sanhedrin Nun Vav, quotes from the Sefer Ikarim the following: Mamar Gimel Perek Zayin is Mitzayin it. But he writes there as follows: that at the beginning of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Adam and Rishon with Shavu Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But aside from that, there is no further communication as to what's expected of man. And his assumption is that you could only be liable for something where there's an explicit tzivui. So the reason that, if I'm reading this correctly, the reason that Cain was killed, that the Cain was liable for killing Hevel, wasn't because murder was objectively, rationally wrong per se, but because he was over on the Tziva Yashem. And the reason that the Dor Mabul was punished for Hamas, and the reason that Sdom was punished, doesn't explain for what, but it sounds like he's assuming that there was an Arias component in stone. And the reason that Par was punished for Sarai was because they all violated an explicit tzivoy given to Adam and Risha. But if not for the fact that they violated an explicit tzivoy, there wouldn't have been any onus. So this is the opposite approach, that there is no liability among B'nai Noach for anything beyond an explicit tzivoy Hashem. And then he says, if that's the case, then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not accept Cain's korban? What did Cain do that was wrong? It sounds like we assume Cain did something wrong in his orientation of Avodah. But there's nothing that he did in the mincha that he brought or didn't bring that was an explicit violation or a direct violation of any explicit tzivui Hashem. So what did Cain do to deserve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept his mincha? It says, maybe I have to say that he had kavanos avodah zarah, which he says is not at all evidenced in the pasuk. Then he goes on to present some kind of bifurcation that there are certain expectations of humanity in personal interaction. There's certain expectations of what people are supposed to do in interpersonal reactions or interactions for the benefit of humanity. But that's not something that exists in every situation. If a person lives on a desert island and there's no one that he interacts with, then he's not responsible for that kind of davar nimusi. So he says maybe Cain violated some of these interpersonal expectations, which is not on the level of a Tzivi Hashem. It doesn't exist universally. So figure out the details of that presentation there. But at least what's Nogel in Yanenu is the initial presumption, which he doesn't fully back away from, that there isn't necessarily a expectation, a liability for doing something among Bnei Noach if there's no explicit Tzivui Hashem. Okay. In the Sefer Toldos Noach, he references the Hakdama of the Netziv, the Haskama of the Netziv to the Chafetz Chaim's Avos Chesed. So we've spoken in the past about who did not give the Haskama to the Avos Chesed, and the suggestions as to why Rabbi Sol Galanter did not write Haskama to the Avos Chesed, the standard suggestion, the non-standard suggestion by Rabbi Yaakov Trigger, that we spoke about Parshas Mishpatim a few years ago. But more interesting is who did give a Haskama to the Avos Chesed. So there are two Haskamas. One is from the Netziv. Does anyone have any idea who gave the other one? So the other one was from two Dayanim on the Vilna Beis Din, one of whom is probably known, well known enough, and the other one we've probably never heard of. The one that we know is Shlomo Vilner. It's always hard objectively to know whether, someone once told me many years ago that in our yeshiva, the definition of something that's famous is if Reb Shechter quotes it. So you have to, I guess, for the non-YU people, is Reb Shlomo Vilner a known entity? Maybe not, so maybe we're biased. So Reb Shlomo Vilner wrote the Binyan Shlomo, was one of the Dayanim of Vilna, the brother of Bessal Vilner. So at least we've heard of him. And the other one that we probably haven't heard of is Reb Yosef Sakovitz, who was another member of the Vilna Beis. So those are the two Haskamas to Avos Chesed. So in the Netziv's Haskama, he writes, sorry, having trouble landing on the right spot here on the screen. So I'm not sure why I can't get it. I'm going to read it off what I have in front of me and apologize if these Zoomers don't see it together. So he writes, Adar Yoser, the Be'emes, Klal Gemilas Chasadim, Hikiyam Ha'olam. The Gemilas Chasadim is the basis of the world. The Chavas Adam is Eitzirasa. Mishamachik said Bereishis Sabriya Yivaleishne and Hashem Yishanim. Atosaf Leedes Esachiv is Havel. Esachiv is Yextra. Explains he wrote already in the Hamak Davar that this reflects the nature of man. That when it comes to a man, there is an expectation of achva. Cain initially was knowing ba'achva, and then that went the wrong way. Umishamhachi, gam umasa'olam, mitzuvim. And because this is the basis of humanity, that there has to be a ruach ha'achva between humans, so it follows that even the umasa'olam are commanded on gemilas chasadim. I Sanhedrin, Chayavim. So why isn't on the list of the Mrs. B'nai Noach? So that's the detail. It's a Kumasei, and Kumaseis aren't on the list, but really belongs there. So the Netziv is a little biased towards the Shiltos, who holds that they are Mitzvah and Peruvu, but that's a minority opinion. The Rov Yishonim assume not the way.
Umishamhachi nischaibu anshei stom klaya v'shvil shelo v'chziku yad ani v'evyon v'shchisit tzuris adam.
So even though Sodom didn't necessarily violate one of the technical Shemis of Bnei Noach, but they violated the broader imperative of Gemilas Chasadim, which he says is for the Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It's just not in the list for technicality, and that's why they were liable for punishment. So he points out that if you look in the Chavetz Chaim's own psicha to the Avos Chesed, Chavetz Chaim seems to say differently. There he writes, so first he talks about examples of chesed by Adam and Chava, and then v'gam b'parshas Noach she'sipur lanu Torah v'yesh v'yishkar v'yisgal b'sochalo v'yarcham v'yikach shem v'yavis v'zasim lav v'yisim v'shkem shneihem v'yichasu eser v'as avihem. So without the Rav's drasha on ethics and etiquette, the Chavetz Chaim writes, "Shelo yimitzuvim al zeh." There's no tzivoy, ki ein zeh mishav mitzvus bnei Noach. Rak mitzvah midas hachesed. So that which Shem v'Yafes did, and that which Cham failed to do, so that wasn't because of any tzivoy. It was only mitzvah midas hachesed, which so it sounds like he's saying there weren't mitzvah in Gemilas Chasadim per se. It was a above and beyond, a lifnim yishur sadin, but there is no formal expectation of gemilas chasadim, which is interesting in context, because the point is this is the yisod of humanity, as an existed, and Adam v'chav engaged the chesed, but the point out is that parenthetical, that Shem and Yavis did also, but that wasn't because there were mitzuvah and Nikar Din, it was only kind of a lifnim nishura satan. Okay, so you know, the details, you figure out the different formulations of some of these presentations, but Bigadol, there does seem to be ample evidence that on some level, there is a gemilas chesed, mitzvah sichlias imperative among Bnei Noach as well. Okay, have a great Shabbos.